Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, oh my God, we're back. Oh my God, we're back. You guys are back.
This is the best lineup today, too.
You accept this rose.
Oh my God!
You accept this? I feel crazy.
I literally, my hair is, my long arm hair is standing up on it.
Look at it.
It's long and blonde, and there's tons of it.
You accept this rose to your
heart. Oh my God, you guys!
Oh yeah,
you guys. Yes.
It's been too long.
You guys, this is Arda Marine, host of Will You Accept This Rose. I am here with my co-host that we had to send a hostage recruit mission into Texas to get her back.
Yes.
Erin Foley is back.
You got me back. Yay. So happy to be out of Texas.
Oh, my God. And with us for this draft picks, we have with us our Secretary of State, Magic Bruce.
Yes.
I'm so excited to be here. And I believe we left with you being the treasurer.
Yeah.
Or the Secretary of the Navy. You're the Secretary of the Navy. We're the Secretary of the Navy,
Rob Someone's got to look after our seas. Rob
yes.
Benedict, thank
Rob
you.
Yes.
He's in charge of all the seamen.
Yes, the seamen.
He's going to be crushing that poos. Okay, and then we have with us, of course, Katie and Anna.
Yes. The gang is all back.
Okay, first of all, can we say a prayer up top?
Oh, wow.
This is to the bachelor gods, Christmas to Christmas. I think we need to get Katie and Anna on this.
Come here, hands.
Oh, demon below, Lord Satan below, please guide us. We're doing our draft picks. Thank you.
Oh, Chris Harrison.
It's almost our 1 year anniversary. Please guide us to just go through this next season with dignity and lots of poo nanny to be crab
self-esteem.
Free.
Rock hard
and
abs.
That hopefully bring one of us onto After the Rose and bring Nick into this, podcast chamber.
Yes.
Thank you. To the devil himself. I would like to give a shout out to a few people before we get started. Number one, to that drunk couple in New Haven. I did a play in New Haven all fall, and I was Friday night. I was staying. They put me up in like an elderly residence. It was like a dental building, but also people lived there who I think went to Yale Medical School. And there were these drunk teenagers who I got into the elevator one night. They started singing our theme song.
What?
Oh my God!
What?
Then last 2 weeks ago, I was in Indianapolis, and there was this rowdy table. I was doing stand up. They were a unruly table. It was a group of people who had flown in from D.C. to Indianapolis because I never tour on the East Coast because of the podcast to see the stand-up.
Oh, my God. It's all coming together.
So here's what I'm announcing. There is not a date yet. We have gotten Zanies Nashville to agree to host a live podcast. Wells lives there. Yeah. James Taylor lives there.
I love Nashville.
You guys are all invited.
I just invited myself.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm saying we don't have any money, so you'd have to bring
yourself. I'll fly myself.
Weren't we going to drive in a van or something?
Yeah, and then we also have not only Carly and Evan live there.
I might move there.
Yeah. Carly and Evan live there, and Luke, it's the so cowboy. Convenient. They all live there. They all live there, and we're going to do a live podcast with them. We've had contact with Wells. He's sort of agreed to do it.
Oh, he'll do it.
And he says, so we can get all of them. You guys, we get to hang out with all of them. Yeah. And Zany's Nashville has agreed to do it. So it's either going to be in February or March. We're waiting for a date. Some Tuesday in February or March, our first live podcast at Zany's Nashville.
Does Luke come out in public?
I think so.
Okay, I hope.
I can't even handle it.
I just feel like he probably, hit the bottle.
I just want to say, before we get going, let's just go around the bend. How are you, Aaron? You've been well. You got stuck in Texas?
Texas was fun. I didn't have a high opinion of Dallas, and then I left having a high opinion of Dallas.
I loved Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas is super cute.
Do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
January, back on the road. Second week, San Antonio.
Yes.
Alamo. Hours. Okay. Like, it's been hours.
And what is the club there?
What LOL.
Okay. Paget Brewster, you're back.
I'm so excited to be here.
Criminal Minds.
Oh, they took me away from you. They took me away from you.
Oh, my God.
You.
I know. They're getting their money's worth, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I do.
And,
I'm very happy.
And you're also still on another period.
Yes. We are going to be shooting season 3 of another period in February, I believe.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I want you guys both to know that our drunk fans, when they flew in, I said, we're probably going to do a live podcast in Nashville, and they said specifically Paget and Rob have to be there.
I made it.
I loved it. You made it. And it was like, and there was a lady's husband who was like, yeah, Rob has to be there. Like, he got dragged. His friend was calling him a pussy, but he was like, they were like, Paget and Rob have to be there.
Yeah.
I'll fly myself.
We should get matching outfits.
We should make t-shirts or jumpsuits.
Jumpsuits. Like onesies.
Onesies. And okay. And then Rob.
Hi.
No, you're on Supernatural and you have your own show, don't you? What's your own show called?
It's called Kings of Con.
May I touch you?
Please keep touching my bicep.
Flex your arm.
Oh, I know.
Somebody's been working out pre-holidays. The gun show's in town.
You just touched my arm and all of a sudden I went like.
Yeah, you did. You manned it out.
Really
you
hard.
Just crushed the table.
Yeah, you did. You crushed the table.
I was trying really hard. Kings of Con is a show that I wrote that I'm in that's on Comic-Con HQ.
Yes.
And they're rolling it out right now. We're on episode 6.
Yes.
We do a live after show on Tuesday nights.
That's how you do it.
Fun.
Yeah, super fun.
What is it about?
So it's I do, through Supernatural, I do these conventions.
Okay.
Fan conventions. And so it's about the sort of behind the scenes at these fan conventions.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And me and my friend Richard Spade Jr. do it. And we have a lot of fun people.
That's a great idea for a show.
It is a great.
Yeah.
Let's do behind this podcast.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. If you want to see me in person, I'll also be in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks the 13th and 14th of January and at the Joke Joint in Houston the 20th and the 21st.
I love the names. Yeah. I love the names of the comedy clubs.
And I'll be doing San Francisco.
Yuck Yucks in Vancouver is super fun.
Oh, is it fun?
The city is awesome.
And I'll be doing Sketchfest the last weekend in January.
Me too.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, we have to go dancing.
We're not going
to
overlap. I'm only doing it one night. Okay. That's okay. Anyway, more importantly.
More importantly, guys.
The Giants are 10-4. Okay. No, I mean the show. I meant the show.
No.
We're going to get a wild card.
Okay.
I love the fact that the three of us got here before Arden got here today, and we straight up had serious bachelor talk for a good 5 minutes with straight faces.
Can we talk for 1 second about the fact that Jade broke up? They broke up Jade.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Oh, Jade and Grant.
Jade and Grant broke up. And also, Amanda and Josh broke up.
No, Lace and Grant.
Lace and Grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
They broke up last week.
Who, tattoos.
Did they? What? And then
they had the Grace tattoos.
Yeah.
Right.
And
but
Josh
then you
and
just
Amanda.
Said Josh and Amanda just
they broke up.
Broke up.
It was online last night.
That's
Katie. Look at Katie.
I did
Katie.
Yeah.
So well, he was physically abusive baseball player.
Yeah. Katie.
No way.
Yeah, they broke up. Apparently, they went to go see. They went to the Jingle, that K-Rock Jingle Hall concert.
Oh, my God. Like the Jingle Ball or something?
They went, what are that Jingle Ball thing?
Almost a Christmas. Almost a Christmas.
And apparently, they got into words. Apparently, she was at somebody's bachelorette party and they were talking about how they'd been out drinking and he was like, well, you said you weren't drinking, and then he stormed out and then they fought and then he left and then he's now moved out of her house and moved back to like Florida or wherever he's from.
Good. Those kids are better off without that.
Right?
I
feel bad about Grace.
I do. That was, I wasn't cheering for Josh and Amanda because they're both
you know, I'd put him in the useless category.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You were tearing up.
I was tearing up at Lace and Grant.
Grant
because I wanted to go to their wedding.
Like, we all did.
We just like.
And he seemed,
already drunk.
They're fun. They're both crazy fun, and I was cheering for them.
And he seemed even enough to handle her wild ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what?
Well, Wade, you also brought up when we were downstairs before Arden got here. You brought up what happened to erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
they're together,
and
they're together.
They're together. Right?
They're in Nashville.
And they're still together.
We have to do the
cheering for them. Cheering for them for sure.
Yeah, Carly and Evan. Those two are genuinely.
Yes.
We're genuinely engaged. Genuinely,
I agree with. Once they went into that sweat lodge, something happened.
I gotta take a lady into a sweat lodge.
You
2017.
Do.
No, you did.
Hashtag sweat lodge.
You're the only one who did not watch Bachelor in Paradise. We made Rob watch
it. No, I watched part of it. It was just, we were saying it was just too, I felt saturated coming off such an intense Bachelor season going into Bachelor in Paradise.
It was a lot of shows back to back. It was Bachelorette, then Bachelor in Paradise. Bang, bang, bang.
You gotta commit. And Bachelor in Paradise is like, it's binge drinking.
But it is it is the most fun, though.
I did watch the finale.
You need to watch the whole season because it actually feels like the only time. It actually almost feels real because they actually get to hang out with each other and not just in helicopters.
I think I just got so, like beaten down by the...
JoJo. You have to get out of my podcast room
right
now.
No. I was excited... And then the finale, I was like, okay, I think it was just pure saturation. I think I'll go back and watch it some other time.
You gotta drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Trust us, it's a really fun ride.
Yeah.
Paget stayed at the hotel.
Oh, in Mexico.
Yeah, in Playa Escondida.
And you met the bartender.
Hung out with Jorge, sure.
Yeah.
We emailed.
It did feel like, some serious drunken dating.
I was trying to get him a lawyer to get him a raise.
Oh, really?
We were emailing. I was like, buddy, you have more value to Bachelor in Paradise than you realize.
She has one client, and it's Jorge. She's a manager also.
I love it.
The way she just shrugged at me like,
he's great.
Email.
Ken, before we get started, let's just start with this. I'm looking for any of us playing along at home. There is a photo. It is the big cast photo. If you look closely, the best part of this is the back row is this. Yeah. Right here.
There is a dolphin lady.
It is the dolphin. Like, they humiliate. They have to neuter. It's like the chicken lady. It's like... It's like if you're ready to be humiliated and, like, completely neutered as a human lady, you have to be too aspiring... Dolphin trainer.
Scroll down, Secaucus.
Yeah. Where is that?
Nowhere near water. It's a big train station, a hub station
Secaucus,
in Jersey.
New Jersey is not a port city?
I mean, I don't think it's a port city for dolphins.
You would think.
It's like a big transit hub for New York City.
But it looks like sea caucus. It's like a caucus at sea.
You know what? Then you should be in charge of that as the head of the Navy.
And you know what? I'm going to get right on that, guys.
Yeah.
Sea caucus.
Can I point out my favorite thing about this picture, though, is that Nick's vest, it looks like it's pre-ripped. It's a vest, like a Superman. It highlights his 12-pack.
It's like they got an overweight Superman, but they're like, we need to make you look fit, so we're going to build you a plate.
Oh my God, Rob, you're right. It's almost like they tailored abs.
Into a suit vest.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
It's like the new Batman costume from 10 years ago.
He's so ripped. But his ripness came through in the linen.
Yes.
So for those
several
of you,
layers, wow. By the way,
that is a good call.
A lot of layers.
For those of you playing along at home, we're going to go in order of the ABC website. The one we're using is the ABC website if you want to play along at home.
Which coincidentally is also in alphabetical order.
Oh, good. Okay. So I would say overall first impressions, it feels like they're like, so you like Caitlyn? We're going to get you 15 girls that look like Caitlyn. You like a small brunette with like tiny... Like,
I was scrolling. It took me about, I think, 20 women to find someone that didn't look like Caitlyn.
They got her... They were like,
there was like four blondes and the rest is small, petite.
Well, because they're actually Andy, Caitlin, and... Oh, I forgot her name from Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Jen.
She was boring.
Jen?
Jen.
She was a babe, though.
Yeah.
They all...
She was boobs in the moonlight.
That's his type, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have center part, long, dark hair.
Yes.
And one dolphin head, please. Thank you.
Do you think there's a conversation with the producers where they're like, so what's your type, bud?
Yes. Oh, 100%. Because if you look at Rob, he... Or not Rob. Who was the...
Look at me.
Look at Rob. Who was our last boring bachelor?
Ben.
They were all blonde. They were all like little blondes.
Yeah.
Like little blondes.
Right.
I think you know what your type is.
He just wanted to look like a wedding cake topper.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, Rob and I took the hit. We watched a few episodes of...
I tried one. Yeah.
We had to watch a few.
This was Ben and...
We did a podcast
What's
on
her
it.
Name? Happy Ever After?
She hates him.
Yes, Happy
oh,
Ever
Oh, they
after.
Broke up.
Did they?
Yeah,
did
they broke
wait a
up. The
no.
moment the show got canceled,
wait a
they broke
look it up. Look it up.
Last
look it up.
Week,
why
it was
we...
in Star Magazine.
We didn't leave it. How did we not leave
then
it that?
True.
I think they broke up
it.
When their show wasn't renewed.
Well, and he didn't... He said he wouldn't set
that
a date. He but
see?
That was on air. That was on air. He called off the wedding on air. But he was just saying, I don't need to get to know, I don't know you yet. But he was saying, but we're still cool. And then they went to somebody else's wedding.
Ugh.
But they were still together on air. He called it off on TV. This is from November 17th, and it says they are still together.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, I read it in Star Magazine.
It's just a matter of time.
Can you Google
a reputable
our Ben Higgins
publication.
And Lauren still together?
Yeah, I mean, these are the only things that's from November.
So why don't we do two at a time, and I'll pass it around.
Okay.
We have, starting out, page one, Alexis, 23, aspiring dolphin trainer. Let's just lead with the best.
And operative word, aspiring.
Angela, model from Greenville, South Carolina. She's got the smile of Caitlin.
Now, what do I do if I want her in my top three or something?
We'll discuss as we go through. I don't think either of them stand a chance.
Dolphin, you know, she'll splash around in the pool for a couple weeks, and then he'll boot her.
Angela, 26, model from Greenville, South Carolina, to me looks like she wants to get into broadcasting.
Yeah.
She looks like she wants to be an anchor woman.
I also might
her
have,
teeth aren't white.
And
enough.
I don't think
oh
either
God,
of those
so
women
white.
Are going to make it all the way. I don't
think, you can't come,
I'm going to also pull it up so we can see their
dolphin.
Full body as okay. we're doing this, because I feel like that's going to be some of I'm going to also
You're
get
terrible
full,
objectifying.
I really yeah. am.
And you know, you can't come just as a dolphin and expect to go anywhere.
What did JoJo come
JoJo
dressed
came
as
a unicorn.
She had a horse head on her head.
She had a horse head.
She
that
did.
Gives me a little bit, that's why I think dolphin will last 4 or 5 weeks.
JoJo had the horse
yes,
head.
She
had a unicorn
what,
head on.
It depends, but dolphin's not cute enough. Dolphin doesn't look like JoJo.
Yeah, she doesn't,
right.
yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm not picking up
I love how Chris Harrison still gets a square.
Then we have coming in, we have Astrid, she's 26, plastic surgery office manager from Tampa, and Brianna, 28, surgical unit nurse, Salt Lake City. I'm going to say, I think Brianna's too wholesome, Salt Lake City, and I think that Astrid might make out with him, but isn't going to get to the full bone zone.
I'm going to just let at the end, I've got Astrid as a maybe right now in this first
I also
run.
Have Astrid as a maybe.
Astrid
right,
looks... She looks sassy.
I tell you, there's a quality to Tampa ladies. They get in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's going to be the one that's like halfway through the season, like knock knock, and it's like 4 a.m. and she's
oh,
just
oh yeah,
like,
they make sure that it happens.
Yeah.
Next we have Brittany, 26, travel nurse, and then Christian, 25, wedding videographer. I feel like on the Us Weekly site they called her an aspiring nurse. Somebody's an aspiring nurse, which is like they're the most in demand. Like if you have your nursing license
and you're not
actually
working.
A nurse, how many DUIs did you get?
She's not finished nursing school.
Well, she just travels so much. She's more of a travel nurse.
I feel like Brittany stands a chance. I think Brittany. I'm going to put Brittany.
I'm putting Brittany in. She looks exactly like his type.
All right, I'm going to put Brittany down.
My friend is actually a travel nurse, and it's pretty interesting.
Is there such thing as a travel nurse?
Oh yeah, there is.
What is it?
Well, you know, you can from city to city and you do like almost residencies for like a month or two.
Yeah, you can pick where you want to be. You can be in like Hawaii. You could do like 3 months places because they need nurses.
But they don't need them long term.
You should get your nursing license.
I should.
Right? You look cute in clogs.
Thank you. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Kareen, 24, business owner of Miami, Florida. I think she's going places because I think she's willing to like pull some sexual maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle, I think, is going small business owner. I think she's really has a chance. Kareen and Danielle.
Can we pass these? All right, we're passing them around, right?
Yes.
I'm going to quit.
Small business owner always just makes me...
In Los Angeles.
Can we just say, like, breaking down small business owner, like, they're 24 and they're a small business owner.
It means she's an actress.
It just... Yeah. I feel like she's a weed dealer or I need to get up earlier and try harder.
I think small business owner, but they're not saying what the actual business is.
I know.
It
could be anything.
Is that Danielle or Corinne?
That's...
That's Danielle.
Danielle definitely
both
has headshots.
Owners. Danielle, I've got a maybe on Danielle.
I think Danielle actually has some potential.
Danielle may get a callback.
She's the
there's L and M.
Totally.
Oh, Danielle
L. L.
Do we think Danielle L is going places?
I'd like to see Corrine read again.
Are we putting the ones? Okay.
Okay, so let's put the discard in the discard pile. Okay. Danielle M., 31, neonatal nurse from Nashville, and Dominique, 25, restaurant server. Okay, this is going to be awful.
You know, we're all thinking it.
He's got to keep a few people that aren't white for a little bit. Can I say that out loud?
Yes, you can. And he's got to keep one or two blondes. So it might be Dirty Corrine.
Yeah.
Dominique is adorable.
She is adorable.
She is.
Dominique is really cute.
But she... she's not going to make it to the final three.
No, she's not.
So, for me, I'm going to have to say it's a no.
I don't think either of them are.
No. Basing this on Nick Vile's personality, by the way. Not who I would pick.
Danielle is too flat-chested. I think that he... Oh, my God. I've turned into the grossest studio head.
No, Danielle's a no. Danielle's a no.
Arden has a beard, you guys.
I literally have a beard that I can't get a handle on. Like, the second I tweeze it, it's back. Like, I tweeze it and it's back.
I was joking. Like, you're like a full blown man in a beard.
No. Oh yeah.
Arden, you have like the sweetest, cutest face in fucking America. You don't have a beard.
I actually have like a hair.
What do you have?
Hole.
Like one hair coming out of your chin.
It grows like in a loop, and it's like it's like in constant loop.
Can I say something?
I feel like Dominique is a good gymnast.
Dominique is adorable.
He is 36 years old. So I think keep it in mind, like the early 20s, the people in the early, that's a lot younger than him.
So younger.
I like the male perspective.
You know what I mean? So she's the 31-year-old here is in his range.
He's more of a dirty
dancer. Is
Danielle
31?
Yeah, but I don't think she's the one that's going to take it.
It's not for her. Let's see.
I think Elizabeth, a doula, so she understands women as motherly. And Elizabeth, the marketing manager from Dallas, I think Elizabeth, the doula...
I like the doula. I have to say,
here's the only thing: a doula in Las Vegas. Does anybody keep their babies in Las Vegas?
I lost my list.
I don't know
list.
If she's actually
Elizabeth Liz. She goes by Liz, and she's 29.
Which one? The blonde doula. Oh, Liz. Doula. Liz is the doula. She's 29. That's better. Marketing manager, 24, Dallas.
I think for me, Elizabeth doula. Liz, doula in quotes. I think she has a maybe. We'll put her in our maybe pile. So this is this
which you think?
Oh, sorry, that was
the doula.
Liz, the brunette. Yeah, she's an M for me. She's a maybe.
Is this any? Or should we? Can we discard this old piece?
No, I think we got to cut them.
Paget, are any of these on your
no?
Danielle,
you keep her in your
maybe.
Pile. That'll
I had
in
a
your
question.
Pile.
I had a question mark too next to Danielle.
Okay, yeah. Shoot, so we then got... we have Haley. 23, photographer, Vancouver, and Ida Marie, 23, sales manager, Harlington, Texas.
Here's the thing. When you sent me this link, and I'm like, this was the one that I picked out that I was like, she seems real to me.
Yeah, she's a maybe for me.
Yeah. I think she's got some sparkle.
And she's
so
Canadian.
Yeah. I don't think
so. And you know what? And I feel guilty. I saw the same thing you saw, and I thought Ida Marie. Oh, no. Never.
No, he's not going
It'll
to.
Never.
And she's adorable.
Haley's got some cray cray eyes. Look at those eyes.
That's what I'm saying. She's neurotic, slutty,
she's
good
neurotic,
in bed.
Yeah.
And Haley.
Haley.
I think she's got some.
She's not in my top three.
No, she's not my top three, but I think she's going to be fun to watch.
She's a maybe right
cray-cray.
Now. I got to go through these later.
I'm going to keep it.
Well, you know who's the cray cray? The aspiring nurse is the cray cray, the one with the half top from Santa Barbara that's coming up.
Oh, there's a half
top. Okay, Jamie, 28, chef from New Orleans, and Jasmine B, flight attendant from Tacoma. I think Jasmine B has a little sparkle.
Sure.
She does.
But she has a turtleneck on, and I think he's more of a tank top kind of a guy.
Yeah, I don't think either of those girls
are
his
type. Yeah, I'm picking up winter, and he's a summer. The top one's going to be emotional and dramatic. I'm calling that, Jamie.
She's going to stick around for a bit.
Yeah, okay, she is.
Then we have Jasmine G, 29, pro basketball dancer. You know,
I'm in. I'm all in with her. Pro basketball, that's like my dream sequence.
Honestly?
I mean, to bang, not to be. I've got a bad back.
I need to actually see I'd like to see. You know they're going to send him on a date where she gets to dance.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Like when they set up with Grant with the fire challenge. Yes. Like they want her to. They want to show her in cute little shorts.
Yes.
Killing.
Yes. It's going to be my favorite.
Oh, this is the one. Registered nurse. She's the one that she's the aspiring nurse. I think so. Mm-mm. So it's registered. Mm-mm. I don't think it's a current nurse. I think she's aspiring.
She's registered on the nurse
board. And she's got like a crop top. She's going to be crazy.
She's wearing like '80s lace, and she's
the producers are going to make him pick her for a few for the crazy factor. Yeah. She's going to be like the Chad.
Her head is bigger than his body.
Can I write down who do we think the crazy one is? I'm going to say Josephine as for the crazy.
I'm going to put a star next to Josephine for crazy. But she also looks like she's wearing a costume from that film Restoration. It's almost like a pre-revolutionary
war. Kitty and Anna, are you making your picks as well? Okay, good. Because we want to get your list too.
I've now got a cray-cray list.
And if you feel, please speak up if you need to throw anything in. Okay, and we also need a list for who's going to be the number one most crazy. Like, who's going to be Lace, who's going to be Chad. Like, we need who's going to be the top crazy.
Why are these people so short?
Christina, 24, dental hygienist, and Lacey, 25, digital marketing manager. I feel
Christina.
Like they... I think they both... When I saw
those look like identical twins to me with different hair color.
And when I saw Lacey in the full body, I actually feel like because she's in Manhattan and like I feel like she's gonna kind of go kind of far.
She's a Jew. She has a Star of David necklace on, so I like her.
Oh, I like that.
She's on there. I need my people.
Wait, I can't see that close up. Which one's that?
I'm gonna put Lacey and Christina on my maybe list.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if it's maybe, do you think it's going to be three brunettes at the end or two brunettes and a blonde?
Two brunettes and a blonde.
She could be up there. She does have a little spunk.
I don't see it.
Dental hygienist. Oh, my God. She's going to come in and, like, floss them. Remember that happened?
Oh,
like,
God.
Two seasons
yeah.
ago?
Oh, yeah. With Cupcake. With Cupcake.
Yeah.
Cupcake. That was tough.
All right. So I got Christina on the...
Okay, so then we have Lauren, 30, law school graduate, Naples, Florida, and Michelle, 24, food truck owner, Los Angeles. You know they're going to have a food truck challenge.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm going to change my previous vote. I think if he's going to keep a lovely lady of color around, it's going to be her.
You think so?
I do.
More than the dancer?
I think. Oh shoot! Though the dancer.
The dancer.
I don't know. I do think he does go for like more real.
He's not going to want to get into this. She's not making it a fantasy suite. He's going to want to fuck a dancer.
But I think he'd keep food truck more than the dancer.
Hold for it. There's more dramatic. Coming up. I think there's going to be more choices.
I like the law school graduate, maybe just because I'm attracted to her.
She's pretty and she's smart.
I think she's a maybe. She might be a funny, sweet girl. She's like high maybe.
Yeah, I'm putting Lauren in as a high maybe.
Do you remember how I was so crushed out by the blonde last time and she was the craziest of crazy?
The virgin. Oh, no, you loved Olivia.
Olivia.
You loved Olivia.
Oh God, Olivia was so good through episode two, and then it went on.
She won the first impression rose before she got ditched on Pig Island.
Pig Island!
Crying with the blowholes.
That's so weird.
That was so funny.
I want to take a moment. We're going to take a halftime break for a second and honor the magical gift that is Katie Levine, that she gave us this podcast. I called her last year, New Year's Eve. I was in Vermont. I had a fever dream on New Year's Eve. I was like, oh my God, it's starting in 3 days. I need people to talk about. I need to do a podcast. I'd never met Katie. I had a phone call with her. By that Thursday, we had this podcast.
Wow.
The song was made. You were one of our first guests, I believe, Padgett.
What?
And look, I mean, this truly...
Didn't we do the first episode in my apartment?
We did.
Oh,
this
I
is
wasn't
truly,
at that one.
This is truly the most important thing in my life, including my family members. Like, this means more to me than my family members.
I remember you came over to the house and you were, like, beaming.
I feel crazy.
And it was
when
so
I think
fun.
About
I was
this.
Like, oh my God, you were born to do this.
When that man serenaded me my song. And then what was exciting when the people were at the stand up club in at Crackers, Indianapolis downtown, they started singing the song.
That's so exciting.
They flew in from DC
to sing the song for
you. Okay, so we're doing God's work, you guys.
I get a lot of lesbos in my front row going, I listen to Sports Without Balls.
That's how
it's
you do
different.
It. Yeah.
It's a little different because their voices are a little bit lower.
She has another podcast. Okay. Olivia, 25, apparel sales representative, Anchorage, Alaska. She's a cutie.
Super cute.
As is Rachel, 31, Dallas, Texas.
I like both picks.
Me too.
I like, yeah.
They're both cute. Olivia.
I think they're both cute, but I don't think he's going to go. He has a specific type.
But if you're going to pick a woman of color, which one are you picking?
But see, that's a production question, and we're never going to be able to answer it until we see which of them is crazy. Because it's going to be the producers who withhold their, you know, 33% pick rate, right?
Yeah.
That are going to say, we've already been lambasted by the ACLU,
right.
and so we need to keep ladies of color, but they're going to see who is more provocative or gets girls to fight.
I'm going to keep Olivia.
I think Olivia.
This
I got
one.
Olivia with a question
I'm
mark.
I'm putting Olivia as a maybe.
How tall is Nick?
He looks pretty tall.
6'1"
There's also rumors
because she at least she's
5'. What did she say?
These women are so short. At least Olivia's 5'7". Everyone's like 5'2".
Jonah Ray knows somebody that knows him. Katie.
He's
6'2".
Yeah.
6'2".
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's tall.
Yeah.
Christ.
And didn't Deanna say she was going to watch this year? Jonah's lady.
I'm 5'7", so I have no, like, I don't even have, like, above me, it's just taller
than me. It's just tall. How tall are you, Padgett?
I'm 5'8".
Is that hard as an actress sometimes?
Yeah, you have to wear flats.
Awesome.
Because a lot of times if I wear heels, I'll be taller than
someone. That sucks, because you wear a heel well.
That's nice. Although, you know, the older I get, the less I need to wear them. I'm confident in my sexiness.
Sexiness.
That's how confident I am.
You could rock a croc. That's how good looking you are.
Well, now no one can do that. But
no,
thank
they can't.
You.
I do inside my apartment.
Yeah.
I have dark blue.
Crocs. I've had clogs in my day. Okay.
Oh, I like clogs.
And then we have Raven, 25, fashion boutique owner from Arkansas, and Sarah, 26, grad school teacher. Grade
this
school teacher, Newport Beach. I think Sarah has a chance.
She looks so cute. I think maybe too cute.
Yeah,
you know,
this is really tough.
Anything on those two.
Raven's page doesn't work on the website.
What do you mean?
Is she a
what
witch?
Do you mean?
Look
what
at
do
her.
You mean? Is she a witch?
Well, I think says page
she's a witch.
Can't
can I say
the
something
only
awful?
One
her eyes are too far apart. That
I'm putting Sarah down. I'm putting Sarah down.
The thing is,
Raven Cray Cray.
I don't feel like you can be named Raven and be in the final three. You know what I mean? Who will Nick choose? Will he choose?
That's so Raven.
That's so Raven.
That's so
this
Raven.
This is a tough one because I don't think they're his type.
Right.
Yeah.
But they look like very genuine. They look too nice.
I
like
know.
He needs someone who's going to be kind.
I
of
bet Sarah could
rotten.
Be a bit. Sarah could be like, you know, just so you know, like I think she could be tiny and like, what the fuck, you know, like you.
Oh, that's good.
You fingered me by the fountain, and then you were off picking up with Raven.
Hashtag fingered by the fountain.
Fingered by the boobs in the moonlight.
Fingered by the fountain.
Boobs in the moonlight. Hooked up with him in Mexico and cried when she didn't get a ring. That's who he
yeah.
didn't. Who he stood up was boobs in the moonlight.
Yeah,
that's yeah. right.
Fingered by the fountain.
Fingered by the fountain.
Okay. Then we have Susanna.
I want Sarah.
Wait, who's fingering
by the fountain? I want Sarah to have a spin-off.
Sarah's fingered by the fountain.
I'm going to put her under cray cray.
Sarah fingered by fountain.
So that's Sarah, fingered by the fountain.
Yep.
So then we have...
I just put hashtag FBI.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Whose dream isn't it to be fingered by a fountain? Come on.
God.
Fingered.
I'm going to guess Leslie Stahl doesn't want to be fingered by the fountain. Not again.
Oh, Maury.
Susanna, 26, account manager from San Diego. She looks like a dark-haired Ricky Lindholm.
I don't know that.
Susanna. Oh, gosh, you're right. She does.
Yeah, Ricky from Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, yeah.
She's like
does.
A dark-haired Ricky
and
Lindholm.
And another period.
And
she
another period.
Looks a little bit, she looks a little bit like Ricky Lindholm, but with brown hair.
She
and
may be an Asian.
Slightly Malaysian.
Is she an Asian Ricky
slightly
Lindholm?
Slightly Asian.
I can't tell.
Yeah,
she's some racial hodgepodge.
I think Susanna could go.
And then Taylor, 23,
far.
Mental health counselor.
No,
what are you,
Taylor looks like she could beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, she's not going to go far. But is Ricky Lindholm going to go? How far is she going to go?
I like those two. I like them both. I don't think
Taylor's going to make it all the way to the bone zone.
No.
She's so young. She's 23.
She's 36.
How old is Susanna?
26. I think Ricky Lindholm stands a chance.
I don't know. I think Susanna looks too smart to fall for Nick.
Mm. No, they'll all fall. They're on the show.
That's a competition.
Vanessa, 29, special ed teacher from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
No.
and Whitney, 25 Pilates instructor.
She's my pick to win it.
I think you're right.
I already wrote her down. She is my pick to win it.
Okay. God bless you. You just actually made my hair stand on my arms again.
Whitney?
My hairy
Whitney
arms.
Whitney wins it. And you know when I knew? That full body pose. Something about the way she's posed her little feet. It's just giving me... She is hands down. She is the one who goes home with Nick Vile.
And she's
5'8". I need to see the full bodies of some of these.
I think she looks smoldering. I think she's beautiful. Yeah. But
she can kill it in a twister game.
I don't know if she's... she is smart enough to know he's a bullshit artist. So I feel like they might end up together.
Mm. I like it. Mm. I like all those things.
Yeah.
She's 25, which is young,
she's
but not 25? 20. She's 25?
That's probably what he wants, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we have our whittled down list. I'm going to do it.
Oh,
so what's the
slow-mo?
I need three.
Okay, so here's Whitney. Yeah, she's popping that hip. There's Whitney.
See, something about that to me, that told me. And oh,
she's
no,
on
she's,
my list. Oh, yeah.
She's my
right.
winner.
You're
she's
right.
my winner.
Three.
Okay. Who are the other two?
So then we have,
shoot.
Okay, so this is Vanessa on my list. Does anybody have Vanessa?
Hold on.
So are we making are we coming up with a final three together?
Final three. Oh, that's good. Should we
or
do a show final three?
Individual?
I thought we were doing final three.
Together as a
together
team.
Together or
as a team
individually?
Or individual?
Oh, no. Individually, we pick our final
our
three.
And then
three.
Maybe as a team, we get to...
As
maybe,
a team,
maybe
yeah.
we each get them and then we get a team vote.
Okay.
What teams? I'm
cutthroat. Like, then we each get
them. Oh, wow.
Patrick
no,
just kicked me
no,
under
tell
the
me what
table,
you, mean.
You
What
guys.
Do you mean teams? So you mean you two against us two?
No. What? We each get them, and then the podcast gets one. So we each get our own individual ones, and then we as a podcast need to come up with a podcast list.
Are we going to agree on three people?
Let's see if we can.
Yeah, oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's just, you know what, instead of that, let's just do a cray-cray. Top cray cray.
Top cray cray. All right, so the podcast
That's
can pick. Top. Okay.
I already have definite cray crays, but I don't have anyone definite in my.
Okay, so
for
I'm
reals.
Pulling. I'm just. So here's Susanna full body. Here's Susanna full body.
Hmm.
She's getting my pick.
She has a question mark.
And here's the thing. By the way, I just want to clarify. I what I was judging when I saw these pictures was how they stood.
Yeah.
Speaking to what their personalities
yeah.
are. Not this one's got good hips. They all are
yeah.
gorgeous young women.
Yeah.
They're all fucking
this is
perfect.
Sarah, I know they're plebe.
So
they're
like, I mean,
this is Raven. This is Rachel. Does anybody have Rachel down? Okay. This is Olivia.
Olivia was a question mark.
Shoot.
I'm going to take Olivia off. That doesn't look confident.
Yeah,
she doesn't
agree.
Look confident.
Wait, Olivia, which one was Olivia? Where's
it? Doesn't look confident enough.
By the way, Sarah was FBF. So she's on my cray cray.
I just took Sarah off. She's
on my cray cray.
Okay, Michelle. Here's Michelle.
I like Michelle.
I like Michelle too, but I don't,
for me.
Yeah, I think you and Michelle.
We like Michelle. I don't think he'll like Michelle.
I feel
Michelle.
Like this one's Lauren. Which one's this? Lauren is still on mine.
Oh,
Lauren is still
oh,
on
yeah,
mine.
I had a Lauren for a maybe. Let me see.
Wait, you do?
Yeah.
Lauren is still
God,
on mine.
I would like, I
yeah.
need to bang
no,
her.
No, Lauren was my high maybe. I think, hold on.
God,
okay,
she's
so now
hot.
I really got to whittle this down. This is tough.
Okay, so then we have.
Oh, cray,
oh this
cray.
Is the
cray,
this
cray.
Is the Lacey. This is the Star of David.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
no.
The shoes are not.
Oh, no,
good.
No, no. That's not the cray cray one.
No.
She's cute. I think she'll make it
Josephine
far.
Josephine was the cray cray.
I think that Lacey will make it far, but not top three.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have, who are you? Oh, she's really posing. That's pageant. That's pageant training right there.
That's who?
Christina.
I have her on my list of maybes.
I do too. I don't know if she's still on there.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Is that Josephine?
Yeah.
She wins the Cray Cray Award.
She wins
Josephine is the Cray.
It's unemployed nurse. Unemployed nurse.
Yeah,
nurse,
which is valid. What did you say? How many DUIs do you have?
Yeah,
if you're registered.
Yeah. Like, if you can't get a job as a nurse, what have you done?
Yeah.
I agree.
Also, like, she should be, like, aspiring nurse,
yeah.
or you know what I mean, like go with aspiring.
Jasmine's
dolphin.
Adorable, but
Jasmine's
I don't
cute.
Think she's gonna
no.
win.
She's so, adorable.
So she's the dancer. She's
yeah.
adorable.
Aww.
Okay.
Oh,
she's too covered up. Jasmine's adorable, but too covered up.
No. Yeah, that's
I'm
a
not
no.
feeling that. What's no. what was that? What's
okay,
her name?
So then we have that's this Jasmine. This is Jamie.
I'm gonna put Jamie on my cray cray.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
This feels cray cray. Somebody
oh,
across
that's cray cray.
Ida Marie
just sounds like
Ida Marie and Josephine.
Ida Marie is good.
I mean, why couldn't it just been Ida?
It sounds
okay.
like she's gotten to a fight with Meatballs.
Think
she's,
you guys were right about this.
She's
one.
My fave. She's
the
my fave.
Pose Haley. You're right.
She's
she
real.
Wasn't even on my list.
Haley is number one cray cray.
I have Haley as a crazy.
Really?
I have Haley, yep. Corinne, and Josephine as winning as yep. my top three crazies.
Haley's on my yep. top three.
What about
finals?
Ida Marie? You don't think Ida?
Ida Marie fights with meatballs.
Okay, so this is Elizabeth W. I don't. I'm going to take her off of my list.
Elizabeth.
Oh, it's Liz.
Oh, I wanted Liz.
Yeah, no. Liz. Elizabeth Liz is the brunette.
Yeah, that was Liz.
That was Liz.
Yeah,
the blonde.
Was, the blonde was Elizabeth.
No, it says Liz.
Liz, that's Liz.
Wait a minute, but she was identified earlier as.
So Liz is the brown. They're making yeah. it confused. They yeah. call, they call her Liz on the.
Oh yeah, because the doula is Liz.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
What are we going with?
The blonde is the doula.
They switched them.
So, okay.
You guys.
The brown hair is the doula.
So we should pick.
On that side, it's switched. It's flopped.
Oh, okay.
So that's wrong because that's Us Magazine.
Ooh, those are
that's
some
the
bad
doula,
jeans.
Right?
Those are some bad jeans.
On ABC, the brown hair is the doula.
All right. If the blonde is a doula.
No. Brown hair is doula.
Brown hair is doula.
Liz.
They flip flopped.
Yeah, they flip flopped.
I'm putting her in my top.
So they put the wrong information.
Yeah.
Flipped the Elizabeth.
So are you doing blonde or brunette?
Brunette is the
brunette.
Liz.
Oh, look at those weird jean belts.
Yeah, that's
look at those
not
jean belts.
I know, but there's something. There's something.
Right,
there is something
continue
there.
Continue gallery.
Mm, gosh.
I'm not putting her on. I removed her. Oh, there's another. Okay, wait. So then we have. Oh, she's cute. Okay. Dominique.
Oh, yeah. Dominique's cute.
Dominique's cute. I'm going to put Dominique on. I didn't put her on. She's got a sassy foot point. Okay. Oh, no, yeah.
Which one's that?
This is Danielle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have Danielle.
He's not going to go for her.
He's not going to go for her. Katie wants Danielle.
I like Danielle.
I do, too. I think this one's in it to win it. Look at that pose.
Is that Corinne?
Boom.
She's
Danielle. I'm putting her on there.
Yes, I have yes for her. Let me see that.
Danielle L.
I think she was a strong maybe.
I think she's in it to win it.
Boy, this is tough, guys.
And
yeah,
then
it's
we have,
really
who's
tough.
This?
Holy moly.
Corinne.
Yeah, I don't.
That's Corinne. She's going to be crazy. She's in my top three crazy.
Yeah, you're right. That is crazy.
Look at her. She looks like she thinks she's a superhero.
Yeah, she's wearing a bathing suit
I
love it too. I like Corinne.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to hate. She's going to be mean to the other girls. The other girls, she's not going to be fun to the other girls. Then we have here, we have Kristen. And then we have.
Wait, which one's that?
This is Brittany.
She's cute.
I had Brittany as a yes.
Do you still?
Oh, yeah, I still have Brittany. I think Brittany will go far.
Same.
I don't think so. Uh-huh. Okay, wait. Brianna?
No.
Okay, and then we have...
Astrid?
Who is...
No.
Astrid's my building owner's name, and I can't get past the name. But I have her as a maybe.
Angela looks a lot like Caitlin in that photo. Maybe too much like Caitlin.
Who's that? Angela.
I don't remember Angela.
I had her as a no, I think, but who is she?
She looks cute there.
Go back to Astrid for a second.
Astrid's my number two.
Yeah.
I think she's going to the final three.
Yeah.
Let me see Astrid.
Astrid's got it.
I've got like a 5'2 Armenian woman named Astrid. It's like my building owner, and I can't even look.
And this is Alexis,
she wears visors.
Dolphin trainer.
Lest we forget.
Ah, God.
Yeah, isn't it funny, like, judging someone based on their name?
I know. I just can't get past it.
I don't feel any closer, so I feel like...
I've got it down to four in my book.
Me too. What do you have?
Although, you know, this is crazy. This is a curveball, but Vanessa from Montreal. She speaks French. I bet she speaks French.
Okay.
And he's going to be wowed by that, but it won't take her all the way.
Okay.
All right, let's
So what are we what are we doing now? Now what
we
do?
We do our top 3. We do our top 3 and our number 1 crazy.
This pick. Also looks we look like a war room right now.
Yeah, we really do.
If people listening
Anna,
to this have
to
any
take
idea
a picture of us going there, through the pile.
iPhones, computers, notes, photos. It looks like we're hunting someone down.
This is what pilots do. This was what it, like we audition for everything all the time and then they'd be like, "No, like her torso's too long."
You're right.
Whatever.
Everyone judges us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So and inevitably, we'll be wrong, just like they are.
Of course we are.
Unless you book it.
Exactly.
I can't remember now that what I was looking at. Like, now I was like, oh, that's a for sure. And now I don't even remember.
I just stepped outside of myself and I realized I'm looking at names that I have no idea what they link to.
I don't either. I don't know who's who.
Shoot. Okay.
I'm so overwhelmed.
I liked a blonde, but I don't think he's going to go for her. So I got it.
So I feel like number one was that Whitney.
I have six. Damn it.
Okay. I've narrowed it down.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to narrow it down by name. Okay. So Whitney. Nick. So
this is very challenging.
They all
you guys.
Look the same. Nobody has an exciting haircut.
I feel like I need a cocktail. I'm stressed out.
Oh, I wish we were drinking.
I know.
Oh, my God. Why aren't we drinking?
Why aren't we drinking? God. Katie! I swear to God, we emailed her drink orders.
Oh, my God.
Guys, we need to bring alcohol and Uber to this podcast. Oh, whoa, wow. There is booze in here. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, why don't we got to do one that's a little drunky.
Okay, I'm picking Whitney. I am picking
Whitney. Show me Whitney. Which one's Whitney?
Whitney is your favorite.
Oh, my favorite. Ah, shoot.
Whitney is one of my picks.
Okay, she's
one of my picks, too.
Yeah. All right, and then I think I'm picking Danielle. I got to find her.
Danielle's right up there for me.
No, see, Danielle M or Danielle L? Danielle L was a good one.
Wait, you guys liked Lauren. Am I right? Did somebody want a Lauren?
I did, but I don't think he'll go for her. I think she won't go very far.
I want Lauren, but I don't. You're right. I think it's just the blonde thing. I don't think he's going
to
go for her.
I'd like to put in my second pick.
I feel like Christina.
Second pick?
Yeah.
Second pick. First pick for Rob is?
First pick was Whitney.
Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney.
Second pick for Rob is?
Now, you're going to disagree with me on this because you have her and Cray Cray, but from the beginning, I think it's me. Like
I just put Haley as my number three. Look at my notes. Haley number three because I think
Haley.
She's crazy, but
I
she's
so.
My number three.
I agree with you. She had a sassy pose.
Yeah.
I think she's got something going on.
All right. I think we might actually have a team agreeing. Okay.
I'm not agreeing with Haley.
Whitney, Haley.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely putting Danielle this one. Look at that pose.
Danielle is good. There's a... Yeah, it's
something
a team
better.
Could
I'm
you
like,
show me Astrid and Brittany again?
No, I just pulled up Brittany. I think Brittany.
Let me see.
I think
okay,
Brittany is going to go far.
Here's Brittany.
I think he's going to think her hair is too short.
No, I'm with.
Too,
and what has Astrid got going on?
I think
on?
He likes that long hair.
Oh, here's this one.
Is that
here's Astrid?
Astrid? Let me see.
She seems Astrid's
really
a 65-year-old
nice.
Armenian woman.
That's
where,
a
where's
strong...
visors, Rob? He's not going to go for her.
This is a strong prick. We've got Corinne, who's in the top for crazy. Danielle has got something going on.
I agree with you. I'm going to do Danielle. I'm going to do Whitney. And I'm going to do crazy Haley.
I've got Whitney, Haley, and Astrid, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
I have Whitney, Haley,
and Astrid. So do I. I have Whitney, Astrid, Haley. So you and I are a team.
I don't. Nice. Okay, I don't have
I have Whitney, Haley, Danielle, which is basically Boobs in the Moonlight Part Deuce. I'm doing this one. Oh. Tits out.
Yeah,
you know Pilates instructor. You know Whitney's.
Guys,
Whitney's going to the end.
Do we all? Are we all in agreement that this is number one? Is everyone?
Whitney. Number one. Whitney will be.
Are you with
will
this,
win it.
Is anybody?
I'm going off the track.
She's
I'm
going off
three different ones.
Okay, she's going right. off the reservation.
So I'm wow. number one.
Okay.
I'm putting Arden. I'm putting Paget.
And Rob, yeah.
Are we doing them in order?
No, yeah, we're doing them in order. Katie?
I have her on my list. I don't really have them in order.
You need it in order. Is it number one?
Damn it.
Is it number one? Is
I
it
don't
number,
know, because
you just need to pick a top, and then you can pick the other two, but who's number one? Who's going to win?
Who else is it between?
Who are your other two? You get your two and three. Who's
well,
number one?
I have,
one?
Like, Danielle L on there, too. Like, I don't have Astrid on.
I don't either.
He's my number two.
This is number two. Okay, this is number two.
Is who?
Haley.
For Haley. For
Rob. That's my number three.
Okay, I think it's going to be my... I don't know. Okay, that's your number three. This is number three. Paget. And I will date it. I will date it.
So now, my name's Rob, not Haley. I just want to clear
case. She just wrote Haley down.
Wait, are we doing cray cray or for real?
I wasn't sure what your name was. I've been trying to ask you for.
Yeah, no, it is okay. Rob. It's because a lot of people call me Haley, but it's Rob.
Everybody calls you Haley, so I just assume it was
on the streets.
Haley.
That's my nickname.
Okay, Anna, who's your number one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Vanessa. Yeah. Will somebody find Vanessa for Anna? Let's find Vanessa. Okay.
Wow. That's a real wild card. I like wild cards.
Yeah.
That's your number one. That's your number one.
Vanessa's
like
in here
it.
Somewhere.
I want 10% of that
Wait,
pick.
Am I writing on Vanessa?
I tell you, I don't. I think she probably has like a lisp.
Wait, maybe. Here we go.
So does he.
Here we go.
He has a speech impediment. Maybe they'll be perfect.
Okay, this is number one for Anna.
I feel like lisp.
Got it.
I feel it lisp.
Okay, here's number one. Okay, yes, Katie.
Danielle M.
M is number
shocking.
One.
Shocking.
Wow.
Wait, a shock that just
wait,
went through.
Oh, that's Danielle good. L. That's Danielle
my,
L.
My reasoning is she's
wait, Danielle
mature.
M.
She's a widow.
Do you, what?
Internet.
Yeah, and he has been rejected so many times. They kind of have this like.
Okay. She's tall. She's 5'10".
I think she is the cutest. I think she's so pretty.
And
I
she's
really
a widow.
It's too logical
M.
of a pick.
You think she's going to win? She's a widow.
Let me see which one.
Oh yeah, she's so super
she's
cute
so
in her picture.
She is. She's.
But you thought
she's cute. You think he so wants
pretty.
Larger knockers?
I think so. I mean, he doesn't seem like the most.
Yeah. No,
I think
he
or she lost her fiance, so she's not a widow. But still, that's enough.
That's even
did anybody
worse.
Find? Wait,
she didn't get enough time to start to hate him.
Okay,
that
okay,
sucks. Oh, poor girl.
Okay, jeez. Wait a minute. So wait a minute. Awful. Who are we looking for? You? What number?
That's my winner.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Danielle M. One at a time. One
that's
second.
My number one.
Judge. So this
she was
is
right
number
there.
One for Katie.
Okay.
Okay. So I will date it.
2018.
Okay. So we have Top Craig. Here's Top Craig.
Top Craig.
So
I mean,
we have okay. So I've picked my number one and my number three. Padgett's picked her number one and her number three. Who's your number two, Padgett?
My number two is Astrid, right here. I think
that's my
is
number
that
three.
Astrid? I
yes,
can't. Okay.
That's my number three.
Okay.
Oh, so it's my number two.
If you
and
want
your
a good
three.
Deal on a building in Los Feliz, you call Astrid. She is not making the cut on the show. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. So here's this.
Oh.
Here's this.
Astrid, is it a dude that you know?
No, it's my sweet little Armenian lady who owns my building.
Oh, that's right here.
Yeah, she's the best.
Oh, God. You know what? If you get emails or tweets from fans with their top three picks, can we write them down and see if a fan wins like all the way? One, two, three. Is that possible?
Oh, my God,
no.
Like rolling the dice.
I don't know how many people we
shooting
can keep
the moon.
Track of.
Like, to win place,
know,
and right. win
right.
place
it's
or show.
You know, how about
show.
This? How about this? But text us photos and play at home. Text us photos this week of your picks so we have it with a date. Text it so it's logged into our system. We'll put them on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can be self-tracking. And you let us know if and when you win.
Yes, that would right. be great. Thank
and
you.
And we will
that's
send you a cheesecake.
And you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Write it down. Take a photo.
We're looking for a trifecta.
And send. So either text us or email us your photos at Art of Marine or hashtag WYATR. Hashtag WYATR at Art of Marine or rosepodcast@gmail. We will put it on our Facebook page and we will log in and we'll have the thing going. So I just need to pick my final number three, which is either.
Mm-mm.
Has anybody
either,
seen Susanna?
I was looking for Susanna.
She's
too.
My three.
No, I don't know.
She's my wild
which
card
one's
three.
Susanna?
I was thinking about Susanna too.
Which one's
oh, there
Susanna?
She is. Is that her?
Oh,
really?
I've got her as a full no.
There.
Which one's Susanna?
Yeah, she's cute. Oh, it's Ricky Lindholm. Okay, you
oh,
can take
I,
her.
Oh, yeah, I like her. I don't think he will. I don't think. I
she's
think he's
my wild card number three. Wild card.
Did I do a Danielle?
And then what's our cray cray list?
Our cray cray is obviously the aspiring
it's Josephine.
Nurse.
Josephine.
Josephine.
And also
aspiring.
And also she also Haley.
I put Haley cray cray.
Yeah, I've got Haley down there too.
She's also cray.
You know,
oh, and Karina. Karina or Kareen?
Kareen and Ida Marie.
And oh, Ida Marie coming
Kareen?
At you with a bag of meatballs.
Is it pronounced Corinne?
Corinne?
I would Corinne. Think it was Corinne.
Karina, 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 Corinne, Corinne.
Anna Karina, not Craig Craig.
I can't even find these people that you picked, Aaron. Honestly.
Here we go.
Now, what's at stake here?
So these are the
just
ones...
our respect?
The security of the world.
What is at stake here?
Four electoral votes.
Anna went for Vanessa for number one. Special ed teacher.
Yes, Vanessa is the wild card.
Seriously, you're so off the mark there. It's embarrassing.
Where
it's embarrassing.
Are your picks? You picked number three, Aaron. This was yours. You went for Susanna.
Yeah.
That's my wild card.
I've written down mine and written down Aaron.
All right. Now, I don't think we have all of Anna's. We don't have all of Anna's and Katie's.
Anna and Katie, what are yours?
Wait. This. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Should I write them down? Yeah, put them on here. Just you can add them on to. Here's our stack.
This is
add them on. Use the marker.
I feel like this system is
use the marker.
What's your top three? Because I just want to see it.
This is the worst podcast that has ever. Is anybody still listening?
I don't know if this could be
considered entertainment. God bless you.
If anybody's still listening.
Merry Christmas.
We were so excited.
Can I read something to you?
Katie, what?
Yeah.
Now that we've made some picks.
Okay.
So this here, in this little thing, it just gives a little like...
Who's your number one?
What you might expect.
Okay.
And when people are ready, I want to read...
Okay, Rob is going to... While you guys are discussing, Rob is going to read something that he's prepared for us.
But I haven't prepared it. I just noticed it. And it's...
Where is this from?
This is from the ABC site.
Okay.
So it just like gives you like...
It's a stage reading you're doing right now.
Yes.
God rest thee very gentlemen.
Nobody's listening. I must know
we're listening.
No, not to me.
Underscore.
No, not to me. I was saying to this podcast.
Nobody's listening.
No, everyone loves this podcast.
Okay.
The Bachelor Season 2 contestants know how to make an entrance. Sarah, a bubbly school teacher, runs up the driveway in sneakers to make a point, despite Nick's past with Bachelorette Andy Dorfman and Caitlin Bristow. He isn't a runner-up in her eyes. Jasmine G shows up confidently with Neil Lane, so she can show Nick what engagement ring she prefers. Vanessa uses her multilingual skills in French and Italian to impress the Bachelor. Alexis shows off her exuberant side, not to mention a quirky obsession when she rolls up decked out as a dolphin. Liz is the woman with a past with Nick. Liz.
Whoa. Wait, the doula?
Liz. Yeah, it says Liz is the woman with a past with Nick, but what is she hiding and what is her end game?
Wait a minute. I wouldn't have picked
Liz. You can change it.
That's the beauty of it
No,
all.
No, but I can tell you the one that is Liz, that they're saying is Liz, is the blonde one. You want the brunette.
I want the doula.
But I think the doula is actually the blonde. I think the website is wrong.
The chemistry between Nick and Vanessa
you
cannot
never
be denied.
I wouldn't have picked a top three that has the past.
I would.
Really?
Yeah. She had the past. Caitlin had the past with Nick. He made it all the way to the end.
That's true.
If you've got humpy fever, you're going to want to get at it again. I want to pick the blonde.
I love everything that comes out of your mouth. Humpy fever.
Are you changing your...
I'm changing. Oh, I'm going to take off my number three. I'm going to put whichever the blonde one is, Liz or Elizabeth. I'm putting the blonde Elizabeth.
Okay.
That's your number three.
That's my number three.
Okay, let me mark this.
Blonde Elizabeth?
Blonde, whatever, Liz or Liz, I'm doing...
Arden, do you think we should go caroling before I leave?
Oh my God.
I feel like we nailed it.
I think you just did.
In the background.
Oh, your number three is Anna's number one. Wait, are you doing blonde Elizabeth or brunette Elizabeth?
I want blonde Elizabeth.
What happened to Vanessa for you?
Oh, you know what?
No, she's number two.
I'm switching my... I'm moving my number two. It's going to be Danielle L.
All right, may I have a piece of this paper that will be taped to this... We're all going to write down our own picks.
Okay, you're right.
And then this will be taped to this one.
We'll pass it around. So
do you want me to pull it all
you
way
write
out?
It on.
Whatever's easier.
Okay, so
write it and pass it.
Here, use the marker.
Here,
use the marker. Write it and pass it. You guys, has anybody ever said anything to you that they've heard you on this podcast?
Yes. I, at conventions, so we do, I do like, 18 to 20 conventions a year, and, lately, when you're on stage, the Q&A, right? People ask questions or whatever. And I've had people tell me that they're big fans of the show, of this podcast, and ask questions about...
It's truly the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I'm like, I love that that they
this
know.
This podcast is truly... Honestly, I feel closer to you guys than I feel to my own mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I made if I spelled them correctly.
Okay.
One time someone came up to me on the street and they're like,
Thank you.
Do you do a podcast? And I was like, wait for it. They're like, about forest fires. And they punched me in the face and they kept walking. So I have not been recognized.
I don't leave the house. I mean, that's a testament to how much I care about you guys. Is that I am here for this. Otherwise, I just am home watching TV.
I don't like to leave the house. I don't like to leave the house.
Okay, so no one's walked up to me, and I tweet when I've been drinking a little bit too much, and I never read anyone's answers. So I don't know. I'm sure people love me on this podcast, but I never leave the house.
Why were supposed? I had immediately responded that I was going to go to the Meltdown Nerd Melt party here. Immediately, yes. And then they got a text right when it started. I was like, guys, I'm in my sweatpants. I'm knee deep in my couch. I am not leaving this house until the podcast. I'll see you on Tuesday. Not going to happen.
Chips in my bra. Okay. Not going anywhere.
Okay. Blonde Elizabeth. Blonde Elizabeth. And then
it's weird that her first name's Blonde.
It is.
Blonde she goes Elizabeth. By Elizabeth.
She's making a point.
But that's what everyone else is going to say. People are going to be saying that. I wonder if someone's going to be calling that one woman food truck.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be Dolphin Lady food
truck. Oh, man,
truck.
Food trucks on the group date. I don't have a chance.
Unemployed nurse.
Unemployed nurse.
And then the cray, the top cray is...
Top cray.
Josephine.
And then we also think Haley.
Corinne
Haley.
And Haley, I
Haley
think.
Haley and Corinne.
And Josephine.
And Ida Marie, I would give.
Yeah,
so Ida Marie is...
Give her a prize.
Ida Marie...
She's an honorable
Haley.
Mention for Crazy.
I just already want to fast forward to the end to see what our picks are.
Oh my
God, I'm so excited.
Remember our picks Danielle, last year and we watched the first episode and they were like a couple people that we thought were like,
your hipster,
we're nailing
hipster,
him right now.
The hipster.
Oh, that's right. The hipster.
The exact
the
opposite of what
gone.
We thought. Yeah.
That's a
yeah,
thing.
But we didn't Ooh. Keep notes.
Can we
either.
Do one more?
Yeah.
Can yes. we just really quick, everyone pick the one that's going to
get
hammer
drunk?
Time?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same as Craig, Craig Josephine.
Ida Marie. Ida Marie. Ida Marie. Ida Marie. Ida Marie.
No.
She'll have too much red wine. Here's a pin.
These meatballs get soaked in red wine or I have to do it myself.
Ida Marie.
Oh, Ida Marie. That's so Ida Marie.
That's so Ida
Raven.
Marie.
Raven. Raven's been eliminated yes. from the website.
Well, her name's Raven.
Oh, maybe Raven gets hammer time first.
Is Raven? Well. Yeah. What happened to Raven? What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay. Now, Katie and Anna, you're all getting your things in there. I'm going to read before we go off air. So please email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Send us the photos of your top three and your cray cray pick. The winner, I don't know what you get. What are they going to get? We'll make you a t-shirt.
Some merch.
We'll make you a t-shirt.
We don't get anything.
We'll make a t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll make
and
a t-shirt.
And we'll give you, maybe by the end of the season, we'll have t-shirts and we'll send you a t-shirt.
That sounds good.
And we'll sign it for you.
Yeah, we will.
There we go.
How about that?
Sounds amazing. Out of it.
We'll make you one with markers and we'll make you one out of these.
We're gonna make you a t-shirt.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah, please, Padgett.
That has not been addressed whatsoever.
Please,
and
of course,
I have a whole conspiracy theory
Talk
about it, and
yes.
it's been fascinating to me. When it was announced that it would be Nick Vile,
yes,
my husband lost his mind.
Yeah,
and he said this guy's already dated three women.
True story.
He's been on three series.
Yeah,
what he has got to go.
Yeah.
Why would they choose this guy? And so Steve went on Instagram.
Talk to me.
And found all of these pictures of Nick Vile with Elan Gale, who is the executive producer of all of these shows. And they're out together all the time, all year round.
Yeah.
So Steve's theory is Elan was like, I'm so tired. I do this show. I do episode after. I do like series after series of
yes.
this show. I'm just going to make it my buddy. Like they're
yes.
actually buddies. But I love him for it because I think Nick Vile is twisted. I think something's wrong with him.
Yes.
I think he's the best bachelor choice in
Me too. Me too.
Years and years.
I think that... I think they thought JoJo was going to be fun. I think coming up, Ben was such a dud. Oh. Caitlin was great. Mm-hmm. Ben was such a dud. I thought they thought that JoJo would be fun, but then her season sucked. It was so, and she was a dud.
Mm.
That I think they were like, Luke is going to be too earnest. We got to get crazy Nick Vile in
yeah,
there.
It's got to yeah. be someone with some dirt, like some.
Because he's smart. You can tell he's not a dummy.
No he's smart.
He's just
smart.
Broken in some way. He's broken in
broken
some way.
Broken in pretty much everywhere.
When you yeah. play with your hair and say it at the same time, it's really funny. Like, and he's so smart.
He's broken. He's so smart. It's
I
also,
like him, though. I was excited.
Oh, my God.
He's a good dresser.
I think
he's
a great
really good
pick.
And that when you meet his family, who actually seems like
so
cool
normal.
Kind of earth,
yeah.
that, I think you can see, like, what have we
yeah.
made? What have we,
yeah.
like, what have we done?
Right.
Yeah.
Aren't they all like Mormon or something? Doesn't he have like 17 like brothers and sisters?
I don't think so.
No. What?
And they're young.
He has
they're
a
young.
Bunch of siblings, though.
They're little.
I thought the family was so charming and sweet.
Can you
normal.
Google Nick Vile Mormon? Okay, I'm going to read our picks.
I just found out that, isn't it weird when you find out someone that like you just didn't, Bryce Harper? Center fielder for the Washington Nationals, huge baseball player,
yeah.
Is a Mormon and just got married in front of like the big old Mormon church in San Diego.
No
and I immediately
way.
Was like, what?
Wow.
Just like all those things.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with Mormons. Every Mormon I ever met, even ones that grew up and realized they were gay, they had to leave the church. They
yeah.
were devastated. They loved being Mormon.
Do you
yeah.
guys
every
watch,
Mormon I know is
you,
very cool and
do you guys
smart.
Watch
11 children.
Where is he from?
Well, that's
is he from
just
Utah?
Crazy.
Is he from Utah?
I don't have a problem with
so
nice
he's
Mormons.
One,
just
he's one of 11?
Oh, no, yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Is that it is
that's,
a shame. It's
a
damn shame.
One,
I'm not going to lie.
I just didn't see it coming. You know when you're just like, oh, I
Nick is
surprised.
One of 11. He's one of 11
that's,
kids.
That's just wild.
It could also
he's Catholic.
Be Catholic.
He's Catholic.
They also, they're conservative. But they're very supportive of gay rights.
Okay, yeah. They're supportive of gay rights. He's got a gay brother.
Gay brother?
Well, I mean,
out 11,
one out of 10.
Yeah.
One's probably a quarter gay.
Yeah,
too.
One exactly. out of three in my family.
There's another.
That's how you do it.
Wow.
All right.
That's okay, that's going to be where his basic insecurity comes from.
Katie is picking number one, Danielle M. Number two, Susanna. Number three, Danielle L. A sandwich of Danielle's, Katie.
Danielle,
we're logging it in.
Danielle good sandwich. Luck. Hashtag Danielle sandwich.
Missy. Hashtag Danielle sandwich. Hashtag finger by the fountain. Anna. Anna is picking number one, Vanessa. Number two, Elizabeth Brunette. Number three, Whitney.
Wow.
Strong picks.
Good. I like that we're not all in agreement. It's interesting.
Aaron is picking Brittany. Liz D. Brunette, maybe Dula, but we don't know. Brunette Liz, three Susanna.
Wild card.
Wow.
Paget going number one, Whitney. Number two, Astrid. Aaron's.
I get you a house in Los Feliz.
Aaron's. And number three, Haley. All right. We have Rob going number one, Whitney. Number two, Haley. Number three, Astrid. Rob and Paget, only you're almost like fraternal twins.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going number one, Whitney. Number two, blonde Elizabeth. Number three, Danielle L.
Wow.
All right.
Strong
all
picks,
right.
Everybody. Strong picks.
We're going to put them up. We're going to put the photos up. Won't the nerds at Nerd Melt be so happy to see all the ladies of The Bachelor everywhere?
Wow. When people ask me what I did today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say I got some stuff done.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, it truly.
I picked the final three.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, and this is going to sound so gross, but I did a play this fall with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And there was a day where I had to go record my podcast and someone was like, oh, you have a podcast in front of him. And then I felt so confused because he's like, fancy and like a New Yorker writer now, and he's Steve Martin, you know, and really he's doing like plays, and I had to look him in the eye and be like, I host a podcast about the Bachelor franchise. Like, and he literally looked at, I feel like I might have gone down a couple pegs, but I felt like I gotta just be like, you need to know what you're dealing with, and what you're dealing with is a 14-year-old girl who's so excited to see Nick Viall's, like,
2 hours of pure joy.
It's like his six-pack tuxedo vest. I need to go look at that.
Yeah. Also, in this climate we're in right now, where I turn on the news and it's...
the worst thing ever.
Captain Jack Sparrow is the Secretary of Defense, and I want to throw myself off the balcony.
Yeah.
That I need it. I need it more than ever. I need 2 hours of this.
I just want to say there is a part of me that really wants to apply to Beyond as is. I would like to see what they would do with somebody over the age of 35 who is like a professional clown of like I want that to be my like aspiring clown as like my thing, like just what they would do. What would they do?
I want to be your handler. Can I be your handler on the show?
I have dreams that I've applied.
Amazing.
And then I'm always frightened once I'm in. I'm like, oh my God, I actually applied and now I can't leave this house in Calabasas. And this turns into an anxiety dream.
My dream is to be the game mole. I want to be the game mole.
Yeah.
I just want to like console these women when they're crying and then just really try to make out with them.
Game mole.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to write a movie called The Game Mole.
The Game Mole.
And it's about...
I'm so sorry,
but it's actually about a mole.
It's a kid's mole. It's a kid's movie. And it's teaching kids to... And it's about a happy mole.
It's a happy mole. Yeah, exactly.
Just a dancer. Just a love to dance.
Paget, what do you want to say? I feel like you have a nice closing thought here. You're looking thoughtful. Mm.
No, I was just thinking... I remember a few seasons ago, there was a female contestant that looked like a James Bond girl. She was absolutely gorgeous with these cheekbones.
Yeah.
And she got kicked off the show because she was fooling around with a producer. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And then they went and confronted her at the hotel and he was in her room and he jumped out the window and broke both his legs.
How did I miss this? How did I miss
this? This was years ago. This was many years ago.
How did I miss this?
When she was accused of it though, wasn't she like, well, and Chris Harrison, I know you. She like went off on Chris Harrison.
It was crazy. It was years ago. And I just was looking off wistfully in the corner of the studio thinking, I think Nick Viall. I think this season might be
the season with things
the
about
best
happen.
Season. I think some great things are going to happen.
I feel excited.
I think this is exactly the year coming up.
We need this.
And I cannot
wait. And guess what? I can't wait to meet any of you fans foolish enough to make your way to some unspecified date.
In Nashville.
Either in February or March.
In the Chinese calendar, it is the year of the Bachelor. So that's the year...
You guys, this truly could not be a better holiday present for me. I can't. I just want to. What a happy anniversary, everybody! Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing me along.
Oh my God,
on this wonderful trip. This.
You guys are officially so far in that you're going to be in Nashville, sleeping in Wells's like laundry room.
I love it.
And I'm going to lead us out, you guys. Until we. Oh, are you guys available January 3rd to start the season? So it starts Monday night, the 2nd. Yeah. So if you can meet the 3rd.
I'm in.
Here we go. I'll see you all.
Also, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Until we meet again, please serenade your drunk aunt with this song.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.